Looks can be deceiving. I scribbled that in my notebook, frowned, and put a line through it right away. It was a rubbish line. I put the notebook away and sipped my wine instead. You're right. Looks can be deceiving, said a man sitting in a darkened corner of the pub. Only the reddish glow of his cigarette was visible. I beg your pardon, I said, turning towards him. You heard. His chair scraped the floor as he stood up. No, I just wondered how you... I watched him walk towards me. He wore black, head to toe. His given heels clicked on the wooden floor. Who wears boots in summer? Hello, Agatha. He pulled up a chair, turned it around and sat down, resting his elbows on the back of it, a playful smile on his lips. How do you know my name? He reached inside his leather jacket and placed a small card on the table. That's my business card. How? I said, my hands trembling as I read my own name on it. You left it for me. Don't you remember? When? I said, staring at him. Something about those blue eyes of his. Something about my eyes? How do you do that? You're dribbling, he said, grabbing the wine glass from my hand and placing it on the table. Oh, I said, seeing several drops of red wine over my white summer dress. I couldn't help but think they looked like drops of blood. Remember, he said, reaching out to grab hold of my head with both of his hands. I gasped, feeling a shock like static electricity course through me. He stared at me through his tousled fringe, the blue of his eyes appearing to darken. Good night, Agatha. The headache will pass, and you'll remember. I watched him walk away. Cigarette smoke hung in front of him like a mist as he made his way towards the front door, and then he was gone. My head was thumping. I grabbed my handbag and stood up to go when I saw what he'd left for me. There, on the table, was a single red rose.